This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, June 19th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. We praise God. A senior pastor has been released from an Eritrean prison in Africa after suffering 10 years of incarceration. Pastor Heminot was most likely kept underground without light and fresh air, subjected to extreme temperature changes, and often in isolation, according to a report from International Christian Concern. Eritrean Christians must attend a state-approved church. They must pledge to never be, quote-unquote, born again. They must agree that their loyalty is to the government, not to God, and they must never carry a Bible outside of church or the home. And anybody who turns in a Christian missionary or evangelist is compensated with 3 months' wages. Another Christian girl, age 17, was killed by slave owners in Pakistan, according to the Gospel Herald. To make matters worse, a coalition of fundamentalist Islamic political groups has announced it is seeking to win the July 25th elections in Pakistan. To make matters worse, a coalition of fundamentalist Islamic political groups has announced it is seeking to win the July 25th elections in Pakistan. Their intent is to enforce Sharia law. This week, the U.S. Supreme Court met to consider taking up the case of Baronelle Stutzman, a Washington florist who refused to provide an arrangement for a homosexual wedding. The court's last decision relating to a Christian baker's refusal to contribute to a homosexual ceremony did not address the legal question of religious freedom in such cases for Christian-owned businesses. The Supreme Court should issue a decision as to whether they will handle the Washington Christian florist case within the week. A survey conducted by BuzzFeed News found that over 40% of homosexual people claim to be Protestant or Catholic. Only 16% think that private businesses should have the freedom to choose whether to accommodate homosexuals. 69% did not agree. And only 12% of people claiming a homosexual identity are Republicans. Worldwide pro-abortion forces are celebrating again after Argentina's parliament voted to legalize all first trimester abortions by a vote of 129 to 125. Argentina will be the fourth nation to allow women to kill their own children after Uruguay, French Guyana, and Guyana. These nations join almost all of North America, Europe, Asia, South Africa, and Australia in supporting the killing of babies in their mothers' wombs. Psalm 14, 2-4 says, "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that does good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eats up my people as they eat bread and calls not upon the Lord?" A Canadian judge has declared that a woman and two men in a polyamorous relationship are all three the recognized legal parents of the child born last year within the three-way relationship, reports The Blaze. Judge Robert Fowler of the Newfoundland and Labrador Supreme Court explained to CBC News that, quote, "society is continuously changing and family structures are changing along with it," end quote. Isaiah 14:13-14 says, "The princes of Zoan have become fools. Those who are the cornerstones of her tribes have made Egypt stagger. The Lord has mingled within her a spirit of confusion, and they will make Egypt stagger in all its deeds, as a drunken man staggers in his vomit." A 3-year-old child was lost in a cornfield overnight at a farm in Quillen, Missouri. But it was all right because her pet Yorkshire Terrier kept her company the whole time, waiting for help to arrive. A little barking from the terrier, named Fat Heath, helped rescuers find the missing girl, according to a report from KFVS-TV Channel 12. The animated film Incredibles 2 broke box office records on its first weekend out. With $183 million in receipts, the movie edged out the first weekend of Finding Dory, which totaled $135 million. The film has been touted as pushing, quote-unquote, gender equality, where, quote, fearless women make their mark in the world, end quote, while dads play Mr. Mom at home. By God's providence, the Dow Industrial Average dropped another 110 points yesterday, continuing a five-day losing streak of roughly 330 points total. What's the strategy in Northern Ireland for protecting life in the last Western European holdout for women and their unborn children? Stay tuned for a Worldview special report featuring the group Both Lives Matter of Northern Ireland. And finally, 55 years ago this week, the Supreme Court of the United States banned the reading of God's Word and the recitation of the Lord's Prayer in American government schools. Psalm 1:1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, June 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. At the end of May, the majority of the Republic of Ireland voted in favor of legalizing the killing of the unborn, but Northern Ireland is still holding out on protecting both the lives of mothers and their babies. The Worldview spoke to Don McAvoy of Both Lives Matter, which is based in Northern Ireland, about why they are facing more pressure now that abortion was approved in the Republic of Ireland. Indeed, Northern Ireland is the last holdout in Western Europe for the protection of life.
After the referendum in the Republic on the 25th of May, we are facing increased pressure, and there's a focus on Northern Ireland now from Dublin and from Westminster. So the day that the referendum result was known, immediately the call was now Northern Ireland. We then are speaking to Westminster and asking them not to impose legislation upon us.
McAvoy said that they are speaking for the women of Northern Ireland, asking that they not be pressured to abort their babies.
And we're also speaking into the South, the Republic, and we are aware that they are going to legislate for Northern Irish women to offer services to women from Northern Ireland to go down across the border. So we are very concerned about that.
McAvoy said that they want to focus on providing a place in Northern Ireland where women can feel safe and protected and provided for to have their babies.
But our focus will be on providing a space in Northern Ireland that continues to defend a law that recognizes and protects both lives, the two lives in existence in every pregnancy. And we would hope that we could be both world leading in our law, but actually world leading in providing a place that offers such life enabling and life affirming services and a culture that women will not choose to go across the border to terminate the lives of their unborn children.
McAvoy said that the past 50 years of not joining the Abortion Act of 1967 has preserved many lives.
We are very aware that having a different law, that those 50 years of a different abortion law have given us a wonderful opportunity to look at facts, and considering that women in Northern Ireland are very similar to women in Scotland and England and Wales, we can say, comparatively speaking, the one significant and substantial difference is law when we look at abortion rates. So cultures are similar. Economically, we're very similar. But in Northern Ireland, because of our different law, over 100,000 people are alive today.
McAvoy said that this claim of 100,000 lives saved was challenged by pro-abortion activists and the Independent Advertising Standards Authority from London investigated it.
The Independent Advertising Standards Authority in London then investigated our claim because we put it up on a couple of billboards. And after 5 months of investigation, their health statistician said that there was a reasonable probability that 100,000 people are alive today who would have been aborted if it had been legal to do so.
McAvoy said that the 100,000 babies, the 200,000 mothers and fathers, as well as the grandfathers and grandmothers, whose lives would have been so different without these precious children, are at the heart of their campaign. She is encouraged that they have a culture in Northern Ireland that does not generally see abortion as a good thing.
We have a culture where abortion is not seen as being a good choice. And in 2016, a survey showed that 60% of people in Northern Ireland still don't believe that abortion should be based on choice.
McAvoy reiterated that the best way for the church to help is to come alongside the mothers who are in need of support and advice, noting that many churches in Northern Ireland are wholeheartedly behind supporting and upholding the gift of life. Psalm 127, 3-5 reminds us of the blessing, not the burden, that children are from the Lord. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.